All right. It is Nazzy from the Pulse of New Hampshire. This guy, he is born running, ready to go. Mr. Tom Raffio, president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom, I left my notebook at home. Let me just see if I can get off the top of my head. Best dancer, best hair, best grandpa. To me, that's the number one thing.
I agree.
Third, better than some Red Sox third base player.
Eddie Papowski.
Oh, yeah. Better than Papowski. Let's see. Best teeth. Most
seventh grade goalie.
But goalie, yes. You name it, he has meddled in it. It is Mr. Tom Raffio. How are you this week, Tom?
Nazzy, I look forward to seeing you every Monday and every weekend as well with your sister sometimes. So thank you. You know, this week's guest is pretty famous. You know why?
Why is that?
Because he affirmed and established the Granite Games in New Hampshire, but he also played for the New England Revolution.
Oh, wow.
He did.
That is huge.
And he also coached my twin sons, who were wild men or young men then. So if he put up with them, he could do anything. But let's start with the book. How's that? The book at the bookery is going well. People are buying it locally, which I love. You can get the soft cover for $20, hardcover for $30. All proceeds go to underserved populations who need oral health care, because unfortunately, even though most people who have traditional dental insurance go to the dentist, there are a lot of people who don't have traditional insurance. So we have to fund them, veterans as one example. It's going well. And it really is a nice handbook for probably the next future crisis, which may be the continuation of the current biological crisis, maybe a new biological crisis, or maybe cybersecurity. So it's really turned into a handbook for future crises for small and large businesses to follow. And as I often get that question, well, you have, you know, Delta Dentals, you know, $500 million in revenues, but, you know, I have three employees. Are the principles still valid? The answer is yes. The Baldrige principles are still applicable. And I must say, Nazzy, some good news, breaking news. We actually got a affirmation from Baldrige National NIST that we will be getting virtual interview, which is the first step that we've passed the first hurdle. So that's want to be the first company to get a on-site site visit and or winning. So that's my life. But this weekend is all about Patrick Mulcahy, who is the president of In the Net Sports Academy, as well as the executive director and founder, don't forget that, Nazzy, of the Granite State Games. Patrick, thank you for joining me. How are you doing?
Tom, I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. And of course, thanks for having me on the show today. I'm excited to catch up a little bit and of course, talk about the Granite State Games.
Perfect. And so my last week's guest was Bill Dunlop, who's the president of the New Hampshire Historical Society. So I think it's important that we start with history here. What exactly are the Granite State Games?
Well, Tom, the Granite State Games were established in 2014 to host the first sanctioned state games here in New Hampshire. GSG is a Nashua-based 501c3 not-for-profit multi-sport event for amateur athletes, patterned around the Olympic program, complete with preliminary and medal round games. We've basically taken the state, Tom, and divided it into four regions. We have Lakes, Southern, Coastal, and Monadnock. And players' eligibility is based on where they reside or where they go to school. The mission of the games is to promote personal development, education, physical fitness, teamwork, and sportsmanship to New Hampshire high school student athletes of all ages and abilities.
So it must be fun for you to sort of see this. And I know you are really were the genesis behind a lot of this. I know you have a board that you'll want to talk about, but so athletes who may have competed against each other vigorously during the high school season now are coming together if they're in the same region as teammates. So tell me about that dynamic.
Yeah, absolutely. That's kind of one of the big talking points that we like to address, you know, with the student athletes where, let's say, for example, Nashua High School, right? There's two of them. You have Nashua North and Nashua South. And of course, they have the Battle of the Bridge. It's a huge, longstanding competition and rivalry between the two schools. So, and because you have a rivalry, you know, you sometimes tend to dislike your rivals. So with the Granite State games, you know, we've pulled them together. So now Nashua North and Nashua South, for example, will now be teammates competing in the Southern region, competing against all the other regions, again, Monadnock, Lakes, and Coastal. So it's a very cool concept because, again, it's these kids, they know each other because they're rivals. They sometimes don't like each other, but now we can give them the opportunity to be teammates and again, represent their region, represent their schools, and, of course, their families.
How awesome is that? So now, Patrick, I know you were a big soccer player, still coach it, of course.
Yep,
for sure. And you actually played for the New England Revolution. So I'm assuming that soccer is probably one of the major sports you have in this. But tell us a little bit about that. Who heads up the soccer segment of the Granite Games? And then tell us about the other sports.
Yeah, for sure. So we have seven sports going into the games this year, which will be held in June. We have soccer, of course, which, as you mentioned before, is kind of my quote-unquote area of expertise. And on the soccer side, we have a boys division and a girls division. We also have field hockey, which is just going to be for girls. We have basketball, which is boys and girls, two separate divisions. Volleyball, which will be girls. Archery, which will be boys and girls. Baseball, just boys. And then girls for softball. So each sport has a director who is a prominent New Hampshire figure in that particular sports community. And one of them actually is a Northeast Delta Dental employee, Siobhan, who leads our archery program. And she is spectacular, very organized, very easy to work with. She's done an amazing job for us, and we're excited to have her back as well.
Yeah, you got a bullseye in getting her involved, so to speak.
For
and
sure.
It's great that, you know, archery is considered, as it should be, a sport. So let's pause here and say, if I'm a parent, how do I get my kid involved? If I'm an athletic director at a school, and maybe I don't know as much about this as I should, how do I get involved? And if I'm a company or an individual citizen and want to help out either with treasury or time, how do I get involved?
Yeah, it's a great question, Tom. So we're always looking for sponsors. We're always looking for participants, of course, and we're always looking for help just to kind of get the word out there. So we have a website. It's granitestategames.org, all one word. And it'll list, you know, of course, all the different sports that we're offering. It'll list, you know, how do you register a player? How do you become a sponsor? You know, how can you volunteer over the course of the week? So it's it gives you pretty much everything that you could think of. And if you do have any questions because you can't find a particular piece of information that you're looking for on the website, you're more than welcome to reach out to me at any time. And my email address is patrick@granitestategames.org.
Now, the games take place the week of June 20th, which is a little bit over a month away.
Yep.
And I know they're right at the NHCI campus, right across this bridge here from Northeast Dell Dental. So is it if I want to participate as a student athlete, is it too late at this point? Have the teams been selected? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the games will take place the week of June 20th, which is pretty much right when the high school calendar year is over, which is very important because it won't conflict with any of the spring sports like baseball, for example, or softball. So the timing is very, very good, in my opinion. Also, we've toyed around with the idea of pushing it out a little bit, like later in the summer, but, you know, of course, when you do that, now you're running into other conflicts like, you know, vacations or summer camps or, you know, other things like that. So we wanted to try to get these kids this opportunity as soon as the school year wraps up. As you mentioned before, it's going to be one of the main venues is the beautiful NHTI campus. This will be our second year there, which we're very excited about. Last year was our first, and it was great. The guys over there are just really easy to work with, very organized, very professional. So we're excited about being back there again for year two. And then we also use the beautiful Westwood YMCA, which is in Nashua, New Hampshire. We do our basketball and volleyball there. And then we use Pioneer Sportsman Club, which is where Siobhan does her archery. So those are the three venues that we're using this year, and we used again last year as well.
And Can spectators go and watch? And is there ticket fees? How does that all work?
For sure. Yeah, absolutely. So family members, of course, you know, can come and support their son or daughter. But yeah, the games are 100% open to the public to come watch these very talented student athletes from all over the state, you know, participating and competing to represent their region. We also have a lot of college coaches that come to recruit these talented student athletes. So there is a very small gate fee of $10, which is good for the entire weekend. It doesn't matter if your son is playing baseball, for example, and then you have a friend's daughter that's playing softball or soccer, for that example. So the pass is good the entire week. It's like I said, it's a one-time $10 fee. You get a wristband, and that wristband is good for all events every single day. And of course, that money goes directly to just helping support the operating costs to run this spectacular event for the student athletes.
And what, just before we go to break, what age groups student athletes are eligible? And I don't think seniors or graduating are eligible, but why don't you talk about that and then we'll go to break.
Yeah, great question, Tom. So originally, when you've been obviously one of our longstanding sponsors and supporters, originally we had it where graduating seniors were not eligible to play. We have pivoted actually a little bit the year before COVID, because we had so many kids that were graduating seniors that had participated in the games prior to. They just had such a great experience, and they I don't want to say begged to us for to change the eligibility requirements, but we've pivoted. We now allow graduating seniors to participate, which wow. is great. They're obviously very excited about that, because again, they've done it before and they're excellent. Into it. They like it. Yeah. So we have graduating seniors. It's 99.9% for only high school student athletes. So you have to live or go to high school in New Hampshire. The only exception to the rule is with archery. And Siobhan, she has actually opened it up across the board. So you can be in middle school, high school, you can actually be an adult if you want to participate. So that is the only sport that we've pivoted, just because, you know, Siobhan has done such a great job and she's so organized and she's got a really nice following across the board, regardless of age. So that's the one exception to the rule.
Great. So the website is grandstategames.org. Nazzy, I think it's time for a break.
Yep. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back and we'll talk more with Patrick next on the Pulse of New Hampshire. All right. Welcome. It is Nazzy from the Pulse of New Hampshire talking with Tom Raffio, president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental. And of course, Tom, one thing I forgot to mention at the top of the break, the longest running talk show host in Pulse of New Hampshire history. The plaque is on the way. I promise, Tom, the plaque is on the way. Okay.
Same host, same curly hair. Close to 14 years. I've transcended all of the trends in media.
This is true. You know, this is true. This
local
is true.
Programming.
I'll let you get back into your conversation with Patrick.
All right, Patrick. So I know since I was there with you that we established this in roughly 2014. What drew you to do that? I mean, you were coaching. You have a business, et cetera. So what drew you to really get the, if you will, for lack of a better term, the franchise for the Grand Estate Games?
Yeah, great question, Tom. So as you know, I own a company called In the Net Sports Academy, which has been a New Hampshire staple in youth sports and the New Hampshire youth sports market for over 10 years now. And we do a variety of programs for boys and girls of all ages. And giving back and working with kids has always just been a huge part of my life. So I grew up in New York. We had the Empire State Games, which of course I participated in, and it had just an amazing impact on my high school years. And then ironically, I played soccer at the University of Rhode Island. And the first day of preseason, I show up with my Empire State Games swag because I thought that was the coolest thing ever. And my now best friend of 20 years, he was thinking the same exact thing with his Bay State Games swag, which is based in Massachusetts. Both organizations have been running for a very, very, very long time. So it's just had a huge impact on my life, especially when I was in high school. So I had this idea, you know, again, I think as entrepreneurs, your brain is always running and thinking of the next thing to do and trying to stay ahead of the curve. So I approached some mentors, i.e. you, for example, about this idea. I kind of pitched in terms of my experience with the Empire State Games and how fun it was for me and how it just how you could represent your region. And I can remember this very clearly. One of the first things that you said was, I absolutely love the idea. I think it's spectacular, but be prepared because it's going to be an enormous amount of work. And sure enough, that hits the nail on the head. It's been super rewarding. It's been a lot of fun. It's been very challenging and enormous amount of work, but very, very well worth it for sure.
And we're lucky, the state of New Hampshire, the Granite State, is lucky to have you leading it. So my CEO colleagues out there, please contact Patrick at thegraniteestategames.org to be a sponsor, because basically a lot of this is run on sweat equity, but we do need, sponsorships, and it's just great, 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 sportsmanship. And of course you have a board that helps guide you and govern. So tell us just briefly how the board structure works, and then we'll get back more specifically into the games.
Yeah, we are a nonprofit. We are registered with the state. We have a board, and it's a working board. The members of the board, thankfully, have been with us from day one, and they are absolutely priceless. They are, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of blood, sweat, equity that they invest. And we're incredibly lucky to have them. Some of them are business owners. Some of them hold very big titles and big companies. So we have Michelle Demersion, who is a small business owner here in New Hampshire. We have Wendy Sage Matsis, who is based in Milford. She is the director of marketing. We have Amy Garrett, who is a sales executive with a large company in New Hampshire. We have Carrie Finnegan, who is a part of the NHTI athletic staff. And we have Tom LeBonville, who is a small business owner in New Hampshire as well. So those guys, again, have been amazing. They support everything that I do, and they've contributed so much, like I said, time, energy, sweat. You know, they have their kids volunteering, even though their kids, are a little bit on the younger side. They just, they're all in. So we're incredibly lucky to have them. And of course, we are looking for more board members. If anyone is interested in potentially joining our board, always looking to bring in new ideas, new thoughts, maybe new strategies. So we are all ears. We're purely doing this for the sake of the kids and just trying to give these kids an opportunity to play at some first class.
Indeed, it's very authentic. And if there's someone out there that wants to help with time, treasure, or talent, please get in touch with Patrick. We want to make sure that these games, are sustained, over time. And you also have some really great coaches, right?
For sure. Yeah.
So as I mentioned, on the archery, but some of the other coaches that head up the different sports are pretty well-known people in New Hampshire.
For sure. Yep. So great, great, great point. So as I mentioned before, Tom, we have a director in place for each sport. Siobhan, of course, does archery. For example, we have Rob Grable. He leads our soccer division. And Rob, if you've touched a soccer ball in the state of New Hampshire, you've heard the name Rob Grable.
We like to say Reverend Rob Grable.
Reverend Rob. Yeah, that's very
true. By the way, Patrick, as I remember it, you told me I was your best friend. Now you have this other guy. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, so you're a close second. Close second.
Okay, that's okay.
Rob is, he, like all of our directors, are first class. They purely are doing this for the love of the game and to give back. And the directors are then responsible to staff the four regions. So Rob will have to find a Southern boys soccer coach, a girls Southern soccer coach, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they do a great job finding, either high school coaches in that region to represent the coaching staff for that region, or they'll bring in, you know, a club coach, again, depending on the sport, an AAU coach, again, depending on the sport. So yeah, the directors, they do an enormous amount of heavy lifting for us. And then that trickles down to the coaching staff. And there's one head coach per region. And then that coach, he or she, again, has to find players and recruit players and try to assemble the best team that will hopefully take home gold in their respective sport in June.
Great. Now, since we're on to Rob Grable, as I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, we had Andrew Dawson, who's one of the coaches for the Lions Cup soccer game, which is the game between Vermont in New Hampshire that's been going on for many years, both on the women's side and the men's side. So the question, a real technical question, but if I'm a soccer player and I get involved with the Granite Games, I can still do the Lions Cup game too, right?
For sure. Yep. No, I'm very familiar with the Lions game. I think it's another incredible opportunity for these boys and girls to participate. There is no conflict, you know, again, Rob, using the soccer as the example, you know, Rob is fully aware of the scheduling and the time required to participate in both events. So nope, there's absolutely no conflict. You know, we encourage you to do as much as you can. Again, I think the Lions Cup is an awesome opportunity. I was selected to coach one of the teams, but unfortunately was not able to do it because I relocated to Florida. So nope, to answer your question, Tom, there's great. No conflict, and we fully support the Lions Cup. I think it's a great organization.
And then the other technical question is sometimes, you know, an athletic director or parents might say, well, is the NHIA, the New Hampshire Association of Athletics, are they totally supportive of this as well?
Yeah, so we actually, one of the very first things that we did in 2014 was we met with Jeff Collins with the NHIAA, just to let him know what we were doing and what we were thinking and kind of what the parameters of the games was going to look like. And he, of course, loved the idea. He thought it was going to be a really, really cool thing for New Hampshire student athletes. He just couldn't put his official like stamp of approval on it because he gets approached, you know, by hundreds and hundreds of organizations throughout the course of the year to get his formal stamp of approval. So he, you know, once he opened the floodgates for us, he figured it would just be a domino effect. So he loves the idea. We don't compete with the NHIA at all. I strongly, as a former high school coach in New Hampshire, I strongly recommend playing your high school sport or sports for that matter. I think it provides an enormous amount of opportunities and values and friendships and experiences. So no, it's, you know, I'm all for playing. Yeah, I think it's great. And so, no, we don't have his formal stamp of approval, but he is aware of it. Like I said, we've been going since 2014. So he loves the idea. There's no conflict. Like I mentioned before, the games take place once school is out. Of course, all the high school teams are done playing. So no conflict at all.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure parents understood that and athletic directors understood that, because you may recall that one of the mentoring advice is the advice that I gave you back in 2014, in addition to that this is a great idea, but you're going to be killing yourself organizing it, is get all the politics, if there are any, out of the way and meet with NHI. And you did. So congratulations. Yeah, so the website is granitestategames.org. It is the week of June 20th. So I'm going to pop over. Give us the last word. You know, we're a month away. How can the public help? How can companies help? Give us 45 seconds on that.
Yeah, I mean, as you mentioned, Tom, we're a month away. We're still looking for players in all the seven sports that I mentioned before. We're certainly looking for sponsors to get involved, whether it's monetarily or just in person and supporting the student athletes. Of course, volunteers are always welcome. It's not like picking up garbage like you sometimes automatically just think of when you think of volunteering. It's, you know, collecting money at the gate, selling candy bars, stuff, you know, selling water. So it's not a lot of heavy lifting, but the more manpower, the better. So Yeah, we're excited. You know, this is another year for us. We only had to take 1 year off because of COVID. So last year was the first year back, which was outstanding. And then this June will be, you know, year two post COVID. So we couldn't be more excited.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing how you pulled it off last year. So I congratulate you, Pat. So grandstategames.org. I'll see you the week of June 20th. My CEO and other people in positions, we need sponsors. We need additional players, so get in touch with Patrick, and it's gonna be a fun week. So thank you, Patrick, for sticking with it, and you've done a real mitzvah, a really good deed for young student athletes, in New Hampshire. So thank you, Patrick.
Awesome. Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Nazzy.
Excellent, Tom. Thank you so much, Patrick. Thank you. We'll see you next time for Northeast Delta Dental Radio on the Pulse of New Hampshire.